In Egypt, restoring a sense of security more than 2 years after the revolution is proving to be a difficult task. And a significant part of the problem? Security forces themselves, particularly the Egyptian police force and its reputation for brutality and violence. So, how do you change a reputation? Well, you start with training. At the country's police academy, a new generation of recruits is being put through the paces. The BBC's Shaima Khalil reports.
Let me hear your loud shouts, they sing. I have never feared death. Welcome to the start of the day for these police recruits inside the walls of this enormous compound on the outskirts of Cairo. It's the place responsible for training and educating the future police officers in Egypt.
The recruits are now going through an obstacle course. They have to crawl under barbed wire, jump through fire obstacles, and all the time they're shouted at by their trainers, basically just giving them the sense of urgency and danger of a real-life situation. I'm here with Colonel Sharif Soher. He's head trainer here at the police academy. And Colonel, this is a very military-style kind of training. What kind of policeman are you trying to turn your students into?
First of all, an officer that respects human rights, a combatant, fearless, highly trained and fit, but who also understands the people he has to deal with. Crime on the outside is different now. Before, it was just combat training, but now we've included cultural knowledge and especially a greater focus on human rights.
Given its reputation for human rights violations, this is an interesting new emphasis for Egypt's police force, no doubt partly set for our benefit, but it's also a tacit recognition of the need to restore the credibility of an organization with a badly tarnished image.
When you see these YouTube videos of policemen, you know, beating up protesters, what reaction do you get?
Like I say, it depends on the situation.
Khalid Hassan Abulaila is a 21-year-old cadet who's about to graduate from the academy.
Everyone can upload a video on the YouTube. Everyone can say anything on the Facebook. Everyone can say anything on Twitter. It's not the truth. You were not there. You were not in the situation. You were not there, so you can't judge anyone. That's how I see it. This job is what I've always wanted. I don't care if it's just so messed up out there. I just have to deal with the situation like everyone else.
Now, of course, it was no accident that the revolution in 2011 started on January the 25th, National Police Day. 3 days after that, the police forces withdrew from the streets and many police stations have been attacked. 2 years on, there's still a great sense of anger at the police force because people feel that they have abandoned the streets, fueling a nationwide lack of personnel and public security.
After the January 25th revolution, the police was in a state of complete collapse, and there was a collapse of morale.
General Ahmed Ghed Mansour is the new head of the police academy.
We are being asked to reinstate security. We have to rebuild the personnel and the morale. When will this happen? No one can answer that. It will happen gradually. That is what I'm trying to tell people.
And 2 years on, people are becoming increasingly impatient for the police to return. Security is the number one concern for Egyptians at the moment. Hani Mohammed has been selling beans for a living on street markets for 19 years.
There's no police on the streets. Even though the police used to give me a hard time and take my cart off the street, I still want them back, because now I'm left to the mercy of thugs.
But police abuse is continuing, and many of those who've suffered from it are deeply angry. Listen to Ayman Mahanna's story. He says he was an innocent bystander caught up in a demonstration outside a police station earlier this year, when he was locked up and abused for 5 days.
Forty to 50 of us were crammed into a small room. They covered our heads with black plastic bags, and we were tortured with electricity. They tied ropes around our necks and made us pretend to be dogs. And they would say, "Is the revolution useful to you now?"
Ayman is now in hiding and says he wants those responsible brought to justice. It's hard to see how people like him will ever trust the police again.
That report from the BBC's Shaima Khalil in Egypt. You're listening to Here and Now.